Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 2nd of May. On my own this morning. Winston's being a pain in the ass, so the good lady's been sorting him out, and she is baking a birthday cake for one of our friends' birthdays to go and leave on their doorstep. Yeah, they all come out yesterday, don't they? The old Morgan fans come out yesterday. I love it. I knew. I said it in the morning. I knew that he would be jumping on the 100,000 figure. And instantly, people on at me, instant, Morgan's right, this, that and the other. Morgan wasn't right. Morgan picked one tweet, which 10 Downing Street Digital Media Department published, saying that they would test 100,000 people on April the 5th. It was corrected when they said they'll carry out 100,000 tests on April the 6th. He conveniently didn't include that tweet because it didn't suit his narrative. Matt Hancock never said people, he said tests. If you want to be pedantic about how they've done the numbers, and I don't agree with that at all, but if you want to be pedantic, they didn't say completed tests. They said we will be testing or 100,000 tests. Whether what stage you count them at was never discussed. And my whole point was nothing to do with the number of tests. It was to do with Morgan jumping on. I knew he was going to do it. I knew because the guy is a complete and utter melt. If that's who you want to believe in your life and that's your morals, that's absolutely fine. It's not for me. It's absolutely nothing to me. When I look at my kids and things, I want to teach them in the right way. And this causing outrage, jumping on, being negative about everything is not for me. People are dying every single flipping day all over the world, not in their flipping tens, but in the thousands. People are dying. And we're going out. We're all like hypocrites. We're all out in the street. Let's clap the NHS. Let's clap the NHS. What about all the other people working? My point was, there was a guy playing poker in our room last night. He's worked 95 hours on these tests. He's got a young family with two kids. Two young kids, one's four and one's six. 95 hours in the last week he's been out involved in these tests. What about him? We're not out clapping them, are we? We don't give a shit, because what we want to do is devalue what they do by criticising the ridiculous number that Hancock put out. Not ridiculous as a target, ridiculous saying it. Should never have said 100,000, should never put a number on any of this, because all you're doing is leaving it open for the tosspots like Morgan and the people who want to follow it to jump on. Oh, 100,000, 100,000, didn't get there. It's bollocks. All we want to see is a vast improvement in testing, which we've seen. It needs to improve, because that is the first step to us getting out of our houses and seeing our families. And that, at the minute, is the most important thing. It's not about going to football matches. It's being able to, people like Suggsy, being able to go and see his dad, who's been in hospital in Taunton, have a test, know he's safe to go. People like me, seeing my son, who I haven't now seen for God knows how long. Lots of people in that situation, grandparents wanting to see their grandkids. We're going to get there by testing. I wanted to see it ramped up. That is all, and it has. But I just knew in this world we've got to hold them. There's not one ounce of coming together or unity. We're just fucking parasitic. Let's split everything down, whatever line we want to believe, and crack on. It's pathetic. It's fucking hypocritical. And if you're looking at your kids and you're behaving like that, you're a fucking disgrace. That is the bottom line of it. It is a fucking disgrace when people are dying. That is the most important thing. And they're all hypocrites. Fucking Bingham talks bollocks. Piers Morgan. They're all complete and utter fucking pricks. He was... It is, what is it, 82, 83 days since Caroline Flack died? Oh, we should all be nice, we should learn from this. Look at him, he can't fucking stop bashing people day in, day out. All that's forgotten. Caroline Flack, that's fucking... Put that away now, that's not relevant. It doesn't get me in the headlines anymore. Now I'm just going to bash people. I do not get, and I never will, why people follow the fucking parasite. I just do not understand it. Don't come at me, he's right. He's fucking very rarely ever right. He's a self-serving, self-promoting fucking bellend. Politicians, most of them self-serving. I mean, two people, one was a bot, I think, but another, I'm a fucking Tory fanboy, this, that, and that. No, I'm not. I spent all fucking November telling you that fucking Boris Johnson's a complete and utter prick and Hancock's a prick. I've never hidden from that. What I'm saying now is, that's not the time. Yes, we want to call them into account if they're getting things wrong, but we don't know if they're getting wrong. We're not in the room. We're not fucking experts. We don't know what's going on. This is unprecedented. It's so difficult. It is so difficult dealing with this. And you're coming out every day answering questions. What number? When's lockdown ending? What's this? What's that? All bollocks. There's guys working 24/7 in all fields, be it keeping us fed, supermarket. We're not out clapping them. Clap the supermarket workers, are we? We got people clapping the NHS who voted governments in that didn't give them a pay rise. Now they're out clapping them. You're all fucking hypocrites. It's fucking bollocks, all of it. Don't try and pretend some moral fucking high ground, an older bloke to 100,000. Look in your own fucking front doors. It's fucking ridiculous. I just don't get it. And that is my point, and that was my point. And if you're following Piers Morgan, I've got fuck all time for you. Absolutely fuck all time. Have a look at yourself. You've got a valid argument about him, bring it to me. Because there fucking isn't one. The guy is an absolute fucking bellend. And if that's your fucking standard, getting up in the morning and watching that prick on TV and believing everything he says, there's something deeply fucking wrong with you, I can tell you. Absolute fucking prick of a man. And I know he was going to do it. He's done it this morning. Bundesliga. Cologne players in got coronavirus. In the football season all over. Somebody sent me. That's not what they've said at all. They've tested staff and players. Three people have been found to have coronavirus. It will not impact Cologne players returning to training. That is what the whole statement said. But he's just taken the little top bit, three people, in the football season globally. It's just sensationalism. Get me a fucking headline. The guy is all about himself. I've not one fucking ounce of an idea how he became popular. And I just don't know why, and there's people on FTS, don't know why you like him. As I said, I'll start on FTS, fuck Piers Morgan category. I can't be doing with it. I am pleased to see testing up. That is what I'm pleased, and it needs to go up and up and up, because that is how, until we get a vaccine, that is how we're going to be able to get through this. Test, contact, trace, see who's got it, see who hasn't, and move around. I spoke to two policemen, a friend of mine yesterday, two police officers. Yesterday on the phone. They rang up to say congrats about the baby. Good friends. I said, have you been and had your test? Because you're quite... No, I'm not going to bother. Not going to bother. So why you got... I said, well, hang on a minute. It's set up for people like you to have tests. Yeah, can't be bothered. What? So people aren't going for tests who can have them. Is that the government's fault? And don't pretend it doesn't go on. It's everything's got to suit people's narratives. Take a fucking backward step and have a look at the whole pictures of things are going on. That is my point. Don't fucking read what the Daily Mail or Piers Morgan or some other fuckpot tells you. Actually have a fucking read and don't go just to the bits that back up your view. Oh, I'll go there because that backs up my view. I am of no doubt that the numbers were massaged to get 100,000 tests. I'm not giving a fuck about the number. What I want to see is that are we doing a damn sight more tests now than we were doing back then? And yes, we are. And it's not Matt Hancock doing them, it's not Boris Johnson doing them, it's not any of the other fuckers on the podium doing them. It is normal people out there grafting to try and get us through this in all sorts of fields. You've got researchers at Oxford, my boy knows one of them, he's working about 100 hours a week, this guy, to try and do this again with a young family. Got married straight out of university, now he's working, he's in the Oxford medical research department, he's on something to do with the clinical trials. Jack tells me he's doing like 100 plus hours a week, absolutely knackered. Doesn't earn a lot of money, he's like new into it. This is what people are doing, and all they want to do is sit there and bash, 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 bash. It's a fucking disgrace. Have a look at yourselves. It's a fucking absolute fucking disgrace. Just imagine doing your job and someone's chipping away at you every fucking day. Just imagine it. It's a fucking disgrace. It really is, and the guy's an absolute fucking parasite. He is right up there with one of the most fucking despicable fucking twats I've ever fucking had the pleasure of coming across. And I have met the fucking prick in a restaurant. Absolute fucking bellend. Right, let's move on. Didn't get 100,000. Remember, pick a fucking tweet. There's a tweet for everything. Fucking Donald Trump's proof of that. There's a tweet for everything. Pricks. Right, enough of that. Move on. We've got the government we've got, and they ain't going anywhere for a while. Right, thank you for all the congratulations, by the way. I didn't answer yesterday. I did post a picture. I mean, it breaks your heart seeing little baby all strapped up. But as I said, medical professionals all over the world just do wonderful things. They're very, very underrated. Very underrated in the most trying of conditions as well. Sam had a good FaceTime with Jodie last night. And all is well. Yes, all at the minute is moving along well. Obviously, difficult getting to see the baby with the situation, and they've now banned the father from going back in the hospital, which I find daft. But you've just got to do what they tell you, haven't you? But yeah, we're all good. Sam, obviously, just keen to get out there. Right, let's move on. Right, book. This is a recommendation. I've had a quick scour this morning. It's only 96 pages. I read about the first 15-20 this morning. It was from FTS member Matt Wyatt. Matt's a good lad, really nice guy again, as a lot of you are, as most of you are, to be fair. Who Moved My Cheese? Matt Wyatt, Who Moved My Cheese? An amazing way to deal with change in your work and in your life. And you can apply it to gambling. It's a story of four characters who live in a maze looking for cheese to nourish them and make them happy. But cheese is a metaphor for what you want to have in life, in effect. And their characters face unexpected changes in this search. And one of them eventually chooses to deal with the change successfully. So it's about changing, adapting, anticipating. As I say, I haven't read it all, but what I've read, it's good. It does draw you in, and it's only about an hour read if you want to get into it. So Who Moved My Cheese by Dr. Spencer Johnson is $4.99 on Amazon Kindle. Recipe. I've got to do the recipe. She's no baking today. She's making that Guinness cake or something for our friend. Or finishing it. I don't know what's going on out there. Right, this is one of my favourite fish. Very underrated. People might put it in a fish pie, but I just like it to eat it. Cook it and eat it. Smoked haddock with asparagus, and serve it up with some celeriac chips. Really tasty fish, smoked haddock. I love it. Have this as your Friday fish up. So you just want, get your asparagus chips on first. Just get some... asparagus chips, get your celeriac chips on first, so just get some celeriac and chip it just like you would a potato. I put them in an air fryer, so we just give them a little dusting of salt and olive oil and air fry them, or you can just roast them in the oven. Again, just give them a brushing of oil and roast them in the oven for about 25-30 minutes. While they're going, tip the asparagus, get the woody ends off, and get that in a pan with some salt and oil, just in an oven pan. You're just going to coat them in oil, a good sprinkle of salt. They're going to go in the oven for about 15 minutes, and get your smoked haddock exactly the same. This is going to go in the oven as well. The smoked haddock, salt it, and just get some paprika. Give it a brushing of oil. If you get some oil and some paprika, mix the two together in a little ramekin, and then just brush that on the top of the fish. So just brush the paprika oil in effect on top of the fish, and a bit of pepper, and whack that in the oven. So you want the asparagus is probably going to take 15 minutes. The fish will take about 10. So put the asparagus in first. So if you're doing the chips in the oven, chips in 30 minutes, asparagus in 15 minutes, haddock in for the last 10. Serve the lot together with a nice... good old wedge of lime is good with this. Just give it a good old wedge of lime when it comes out. Drip that over. Job done. Simple. Really simple. Very tasty. Smoked haddock with asparagus and celeriac chips. Right, what else have we got? Not got a stat of the day, because we've got Belarus is back. So I'm going to give you a little bit of action in Belarus. Belarus, there's value in the 1.5, 2.5. So I'm suggesting that you, I don't know what the exact price is now, it's 2.7 when I looked earlier. Let's just have a quick look in the first game in Belarus, Minsk versus Torpedo, kicking off in about an hour. Where is it? Where's the football? God, I've forgotten how to use Betfair. Football, Belarusian Premier League, FC Minsk versus Torpedo Belaz. Over 2.5 is 2.72, so just drip that in over the first 10 minutes, 2.72, and you can trade it on a goal. A couple of people wrote to me and said they back 1-1. Can do that if you want to, or obviously you just eat it into the profit. I think betting and trading is the same, works out the same, doesn't it? You know, if you green up, I don't know, I'd need to look at the 1-1 price. They didn't really give me full instructions, just do you ever back the 1-1 as cover? And I thought, well, no, because if you remove your liability, then you're covered anyway. I suppose they just want to let the bet run, and then what if it's 2-0? Yeah, I didn't really, I don't know. Forget I said that, it's just somebody emailed me and I didn't really read it properly, if I'm honest. Right, so over 2.5 goals, 2.72 currently, drip that in, so it will shoot up to 2.93 fairly early, so sort of go in at 2.7, maybe 2.85, and then 3, you could do it that way, and trade on goals. FK Minsk versus Torpedo. No value in the Sluts game. Oh, what have I said? Poker last night. Same old faces. Matt Stevens is becoming a bit of a flipping legend in the poker. I can't remember if he was third or fourth. Simon Dennis second again. That's his second. Twice he's finished second. And the winner, I mean, from Hull, John Crowther from Hull. John starts every sentence. I've known John a while, I like him, really nice guy again. But John starts everything. Now then, Ian. Now then. Now then, Ian. Now then. Everything is now then. Now then. What are we doing in this game? Now then, Tottenham. But yeah, a winner from Hull. You don't say that very often, do you? A winner in Hull. I think he won about 200 quid. He put a deposit down on a 4-bedroom house, probably, didn't you, John? With that, up there. Been to Hull, went up to see him, didn't I, Johnny? Come up to see you, boy. Huh? It's a city that had its own internet. Didn't have any of this BT or anything. It had its own Hull internet. Didn't work. Useless. Sat there all afternoon trying to get him connected. Lovely guy, John. Well done, John. Very well played. I don't think you're a regular player. I think you're very honest last night. You said you don't know if you played well or not, but fantastic. Good couple of hundred quid. Well done. There is a tournament tomorrow, 7:30, Sunday lockdown. It's in the tournament lobby, £11 again. These are optional. If people want to play, come on in. We do have a bit of fun in there. But Matt Stevens is getting a bit of a target on his back. And Simon Dennis. Lucky. I did get in the money last night. Got rivered again. I can't remember who it was. Somebody flipping rivered me. I had two pair jack nine. They had a runner flush and they hit it. Flipping. I think I'd have won if that hadn't happened. But yeah, I got in the money. Got my money back. And Sam got taken out by someone and called him a Muppet. Right, that's that. What else have we got? So we've done the Minsk game, done that. Oh, birthday, happy birthday. What? Have a bonny birthday or something like that. I thought that was awful, wasn't it? It's Brian's a Geordie. Brian is coming on Wednesday, but Brian is 51 today, so happy birthday, Brian. I was going to do my finest Geordie, but I haven't got it in me. Yeah, congrats, mate. Happy birthday to you. I like Brian. Another lovely guy. Helped Jack out. He works in the field that Jack was doing his exams in and helped Jack out in the summer. You know, lovely people. Got lovely people. All the best people. And he shares his birthday, he's informed me, with Jimmy White, Mickey Quinn and David Beckham. There you go. I don't think you've got any... Well, I don't know. You might drink like Mickey Quinn, I suppose. I'm not sure you've got any of their skills, Brian. But top man, and we'll be speaking to Brian on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. I do like the old guest ones, and we've had some crackers, haven't we? Once we got old Suggsy out the way at the start, it's gone really well. Joke of the day. I love this joke. I'll talk to these another guest. This was Betty Blogger. Betty Blogger's given me a cracking joke this morning. I like this one. This one made me laugh. Where's that? Joke of the day. Wife texts husband. Windows frozen. Husband texts back, pour some lukewarm water on it. Wife texts back, computer completely fucked. I like that. That's good. That is really good. Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done. Rolling in the aisles. I've got a few direct messages here I haven't even answered. Apologies. Thank you. Oh, people thanking, congratulating me for yesterday. Thank you. Thanks ever so much. We'll get there. I'm in the Grandad at 50 Club. We'll get there. I'm sure I'll learn to adjust. When I'm out with all the old birds and people saying, what are you? And I say, I'm a Grandad, see? Does it hinder you? birds shouldn't use that word. Should I? That's disgraceful. I'm going to give myself a punch for that. Apologies. That is a disgrace, isn't it? What a nobbin. Right, what else have I got? I can't believe I just said that myself. I can't believe it. What else have I got? I do not know. That was a disgrace. That's thrown me off my stride. Right, I've done the book. Cheese. I've done the joke. I've given you Minsk. Minsk. I've done the recipe. And I've had a go about Piers Morgan. Do honestly. Please. People on FTS, just have a look at it. Have a thought for the work that is actually going into all this. Forget the people who we see on TV in the front lines. They're just coming out. They're just spokespeople. They're trying to set policy, whatever. And there'll be decades and decades and billions and millions and millions of gazillions spent on inquiries into this and who did what and trying to find all the blame. That will be down the road. If they're making monumental fuck-ups now, but I don't think they're deliberately setting out in any way to kill people. I think they are under massive pressure. They're not my favourite people. But let's just cut a break for the fact that they're giving instructions to people and trying to get things in place. And we have actually achieved, right or wrong, whether we started too late, as I say, all that is down the line. We have actually achieved massive strides and there are people out there day in, day out, on our behalf, in all fields, not just this get out and clap the NHS, trying to get us through this. And we're sitting in our houses, hopefully, while this unfolds, and they are having to do things that are probably unpleasant a lot of the time. Getting abuse. I know the guy in the testing, I know he's told me that he gets abuse from people having a wait, you know, cars queuing up or whatever. It's a disgrace. And I do not, for the life of me, understand what bashing, what example it sets to anybody. And if you've got young kids and that around you, what example it sets to them. I just find the whole thing very unsavoury and a little bit pathetic, if I'm honest. I just find them all pathetic. I find a man sitting there with 7 million followers saying he's not a journalist, he presents a fucking TV magazine show. Don't think for any fucking guys that he's a journalist. When he was a journalist, he was a fucking disaster. The guy just sits there self-promoting himself on numerous TV programmes, judges on talent shows, sitting on magazine programmes. He doesn't, I mean, I've seen a couple of clips, he doesn't interview people, he just fucking shouts them down. It's all about him, and that is what he is, that is his life. It is all about him. Look at me, look at me, look at me. And I just don't get it. I just don't get how people take him fucking seriously. I really don't. I find it absolutely staggering, in fact. It's just another endorsement to me that the fucking public are fucked. Anyway, let's move on. You're good lads. You're all good. Good lads and lasses. Apologies for the birds. I never used that word. I don't know why that came out. That is awful. Dreadful. Right. Off we go, that's it. I'm going. I've deflated myself. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning. Let's get back to some punting tomorrow. I think we'll have some punting advice. I'll get up and do some punting advice tomorrow. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a good, safe Saturday.